Text B. The skateboard. Page 52.
Hi, I'm Sean. I live with my dad. He's a workout freak. He goes to the gym almost every single day. My buddies think it's cool, but it's embarrassing. All he ever does is work out. And work. He's a physics professor. Yes, I'm the son of a rocket scientist who looks like a caveman. You know what I mean? He's got a little tiny head, no neck, huge shoulders, short little legs and tiny feet. I'm just the opposite. You never guess we were related, which is fine by me. I'm tall and lanky with huge feet. I'd rather be inside of my computer, thank you, where the smart guys are. I know people think I'm a geek, but hey, I'm proud of it. My dad is always trying to get me to go work out with him. My son, he said one day, you're a beanpole. I think you could bulk up a bit. No way did I want to go work out with him. I mean, I'm only 14. I'm going to get even taller, and the only muscle I want to bulk up is my brain. So I said no. I refused to go to the gym with my dad that Saturday. He complained but didn't make me go. When Dad came home later that day, he had a strange look on his face. He didn't say a word through dinner and then suddenly left the table. I noticed he was limping and had a couple of bruises on his arm. Finally, he confessed. He hadn't gone to the gym at all. On the way there, he ran into some of my buddies who were skateboarding. Being Mr. Muscle Man, he thought he'd hang out with them instead and try skateboarding. He hadn't done that for 30 years. So you can imagine how it went. Yep, he fell. He fell many times. And he really embarrassed himself. My friends even took pictures on their cell phones of him falling. But he doesn't know that. I thought I could do this. How hard can it be to ride a skateboard? It's just a board and four wheels. It's simple physics, he said. He went on and on about how stupid it was for him to fall so much. He's lucky he didn't break his neck. I mean, I love my dad, but for a rocket scientist, he sure doesn't use his head sometimes.